And we want to welcome you back to the Raised Eyebrow, the second part of Thursday, February 17th, 2005's broadcast. We have been working through how I became Reformed and Charismatic, so I'm basically giving you my autobiography and my story. In the fall of 1999, I began a theological journey that forever changed me. I had been attending a Pentecostal Baptist church in Highland, Michigan, for about 6 months, minus the month I spent in North Carolina. I was staunchly against charismata, if you will, because I believed that those gifts had ceased at the end of the apostolic age, a doctrine known as cessationism. But when I began to examine the scriptures, I found the evidence for this doctrine flimsy at best. I finally made an appointment with my pastor, and I asked him, "Should I be seeking the gift of speaking in tongues?" "No," he said. "You should be seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit." It just so happened that that was a Wednesday, and he was speaking that night on this very same subject. I showed up and went forward during the invitation. I was taken into a separate room, and the pastor laid hands on me and prayed. I opened my mouth and, for the first time, spoke in tongues. All the way back to the dorm for about half an hour, I exercised this newfound gift in praise to the Lord. I have since moved away from the position that there is a second baptism in the Holy Spirit. I really don't believe that anymore. Rather, I affirm that all the gifts of the Spirit are just as valid today as they were in the first century, and that God grants those as He chooses. Well, not long after that, I also settled another theological dilemma. I realized that I was a four-point Arminian, believing only in eternal security. After searching the scriptures, I worked my way back inductively to embrace four out of the 5 points of Calvinism. Eventually, I embraced all five, so I found myself in the awkward position of being Reformed and Charismatic. Also in the fall of that year, I began to feel led to pursue friendships with other women. Since I was much older than most people in the dorm and in my singles group at church, I decided to go a much different route, the internet. I placed an ad on Yahoo in detail about what I was looking for. I was only looking for friendship, nothing more. A young lady responded to my ad, whose name was Candace. We began to email back and forth, and we soon talked on the phone. A month or so after that, we agreed to meet for lunch. I drove down to Lincoln Park, where she worked, and we had lunch at Big Apple Bagels. We admitted later that the reason we agreed for a lunch meeting was that if we didn't like each other, we only had to spend an hour together. Well, we liked each other. After only a few short times together, I began to really fall for her. I talked about my past and my struggles, and she always responded with, "I'll pray for you." At the end of the fall semester of 1999, I decided to leave the dorm. A friend of mine that I had class with, Tim Wilson, was graduating and getting married and mentioned that his parents' house had a basement which may be for rent. It was located in Berkeley, Michigan. I went to check it out and agreed just before Christmas that I would move in upon my return from the holidays. Imagine my surprise when Candace showed up at the door with everything from a bath mat to towels and washcloths for my new home. I also began to look for a new job that would pay more money. I eventually decided to cut back on school to part-time and work full-time. I accepted a position as assistant manager at Franklin Covey at Briarwood Mall in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Because of my move, driving to Highland was just too far to go to church. I began to attend Warren Assembly of God in Warren, Michigan. Initially, the Arminian stance of Scripture bothered me, but I loved the teaching of the pastor. He spoke mostly of kingdom issues, and the focus of most of his teaching was making the Christian life relevant for today. I attended a year before I became a member in the spring of 2001. And we are going to stop there for today. And that, again, was the second 5 minutes, still going through how I became Reformed and Charismatic. And as I was reading it, I realized I really didn't explain much about what Calvinism is or anything like that. So I think maybe one of our future broadcasts, we're going to get a little more into that. But until then, until tomorrow, until next time, this is Dave McDowell with the Raised Eyebrow, and we will see you later.